Well, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and we are streaming all the time. Show has increased viewership dramatically during COVID, and that's because a lot of people are still working, and now people are going back to work. And, you know, if we're going to talk about going back to work, we've been referred to this person who we'd like to interview, Sarah Travers, CEO, Work Bar, Boston. I want to make sure I got that correct. So it's not a drinking bar, it's a work bar, right, Sarah?
It is not a drinking bar. It is not a drinking bar. It is a place to go and work.
Well, you know, some people think bars are places to go work.
No, and you know, I support that as well. And people have come in thinking that it is a bar, sort of afternoon. But no, Work Bar is a is actually Boston's original co-working space. Opened about, our first location opened 10 years ago, right across from South Station in downtown Boston. So we are a homegrown Boston company. We stayed primarily in Boston. We just opened up our 10th location out in Needham, Massachusetts at 117 Kendrick Street, right on 128. So a Boston-based company.
Wow. Did you start it?
No, I did not start it. I came in a little over 2 years ago as CEO. I spent about 15 years with under IWG's umbrella, Regus, which is the world's largest provider of flexible office solutions. I started with that company back in 2002, right after I graduated college. So I've been in this industry for a long time.
So things must have changed a lot for you over the last 90 days. Why don't you talk about that ebb and flow?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been really interesting. We went into this pandemic, and I keep saying this, but we went into this pandemic being best in class for wellness, which we were lucky because we didn't have to scramble around, 3 months ago saying, is our HVAC air distribution systems operating at the highest function and performance. And we knew that it already was. So what we did go into this pandemic having, though, is a business model based on density, based on co-working, and based on people sort of sitting elbow to elbow with one another. The day that we had our stay-at-home orders, we knew that we had to get down to work and figure out how to not blow up this business model, but make it a feasible solution. And so, we focused on the wellness, we focused on the physical modifications that we had to make to the space. But I think more importantly and more difficult is focusing on behavior management and how are we going to change the behavior of people who are going to come back into the workplace? And how are we going to say to people, it's okay, it's going to be safe once you do come back into the workplace? So we really focused on, of course, making the physical modifications. We have cleanliness stations. We have dividers between desks. We have technology is a big part of our business. We have our own platform, and we added density trackers to all of our locations so people could check in and see how many people were there. But really, we wanted to focus on how are we going to reassure people that we have the safest space, and how are we going to change people's behaviors? And what does that really look like? So we set out, back in March, we said, look, we want to create a remote workplace for people that is as safe as your home, but as productive as your office. We are not people, we are social people. I do not believe in sort of this whole work from home movement. I think that remote working is working outside of a headquarters, but not necessarily from home. And that's, primarily from a selfish standpoint, I can't work from home. I have two small children that no matter, how many babysitters I get in, if I get in a nanny, if my husband is home, those kids are coming to me with every single thing that they need. And I think that, from a mental standpoint, we need to interact with one another. We need to have effortless communication, casual communication. We can't live in this vacuum of no feedback and always having to try to communicate with people and try to make sure my boss knows that I'm working and make sure my coworkers keep me in the loop. And so I really feel that it was Work Bar's duty as a company that has 10 locations or 9 locations in Massachusetts, 1 in San Francisco, but we have all these locations. How do we create a safe environment, that we can train people to come back, stand 6 feet apart, wear a mask in the beginning, but you still need to come into work. You still need to get out of your house, create boundaries, and, you know, get your butt in the office and feel productive and have that professional identity. And that's always been very important to us to create that. So, you know, we've had a very short runway to do it, right? This pandemic sent us all home in March for what we all thought was going to be 2 weeks, ended up being, what, 2 or 3 months at this point. So we had a very short runway to do it. And I think that we, you know, we're successful in that we are opening our doors on June 1st to not only our previous members that are coming back, but all of these new companies that find themselves in a situation where their employees are saying, hey, we don't want to commute downtown anymore. We want to commute. We need a remote working solution that's not our home, but it's not our office. It's not getting on a packed subway every single day and heading into a Boston headquarters. So we're working with, you know, all of these companies. I think at last count, there were 54 companies in Massachusetts that had said to their employees, you guys are working remotely through the end of the year. You know, that's 150,000 people. So let's try to figure out a solution that is sustainable from a physical standpoint, but also from a mental standpoint, right? Because you can't just sit in your home all day. So that's what we've really set out to do. And demand has surged. It has, in the past 2 weeks, I think that people are, you know, they're tired of staying at home. They don't want to break any sort of social distancing rules. They don't want to get sick. They don't want to get their parents sick. They don't want to get their grandparents sick, but they need a solution outside of their house to continue to work. So that's what we've done. And I think that the increase in demand and the fact that we have these major companies calling us, I think that they're getting it from their employees. Even if your employee has like a beautiful office where they can shut the door, they still don't want to sit in their house all day. You need more in life.
Well, you clearly have a lot of energy for what you're doing. And
I do.
Some of these companies coming back, are a lot of the ones that you had previously?
They are, yeah. So we've retained about 75% of our membership base from pre-COVID. So most of our members are indeed coming back.
They
stuck with us because I have to thank the entire Work Bar team because we really, you know, we shifted into high gear on day one and we created an entire community. Well, we had our community, but we created this whole virtual platform to encourage people to connect with one another, to not live in isolation in their homes. And so that looked like we created a program called Work Bar Cares, where we had members helping members and Work Bar helping our members. So our marketing director would give a few hours to some of our members for marketing to support. Our CFO helped a lot of our members with the PPP loan process.
That's nice.
So we had a Work Bar Care program, and then we had a very impactful, sophisticated live programming event that happens 2 times a week where we asked our members, what would you benefit from? What type of programming and content do you need in this time? And they told us what they needed. So we went out, we found industry thought leaders, and we put them over Zoom, and we had people ask them questions, and it sort of took on a life of its own, and it's really created a very, impactful way for our members to all stay connected with one another, and it enabled us to add value to their lives, even if they weren't coming into this physical workspace.
Well,
so that was really important.
We've been speaking with Sarah Travers, CEO, Work Bar Boston. She did not hold back on us for 1 minute. Sarah, if someone's looking for you on Work Bar Boston, how would they do that?
They can come right over to workbar.com, fill out their information. We'd be happy to get in touch with them. We have locations in the city and in the suburban area. So our goal is to have a location within 20 minutes of where people live. So again, if you don't want to commute down into the city, feel free to sort of come to Needham, Burlington, Arlington, out in Norwood. We have a lot of different locations servicing just the Boston environment,
right?
People.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for being on the show
today.
Thank you. When things roll back, we'd love to have you back again.
I would love it. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Remind everybody, I'm Jeffrey Davis, host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also chairman and board CEO of Mage LLC, management consulting firm, working with leadership. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs.